I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All companies stand by for an informative message. All companies stand by for an informative message. Attention all companies. This morning marks 15 years since we lost firefighter Jonathan Simeon Kroom, Ladder 7, and Lieutenant Charles Chip McCarthy, Rescue 1, at box number 363, 1815 Genesee Street, on August 24th, 2009. Although our hearts will always hurt, we can persevere, and we can go on. And we can do this by remembering them, by watching over each other, and by telling our stories. Sharing what we know about John and Chip keeps their legacies alive for everyone. Families, friends, and those who come after us. Please observe a moment of silence.
Loving Father, creator of us all, God of all creation, you made us your children, brothers and sisters, to accompany one another on the road of life. As we come together in the beauty of this clear morning sky, the moon and the stars above us, we praise you for the goodness that has given us the gift of our friends and our family and those in the Buffalo Fire Department. As we remember Chip and Jonathan this morning, we ask you to give our hearts firm hope in the purpose that we pursue, so that as continuing to protect and to serve and to secure the community, that we will be protected and safe. We read in the Book of Wisdom from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, "The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seem in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away thought an affliction, but they are at peace. For if in human sight indeed they be chastised a little, our hope is full of immortality. They shall dart about as sparks in the stubble." Loving God, continue to bless the families that remember and that mourn on this 15th anniversary of that awful morning, but also continue to lift us up as we lift up the memory of our brothers, so that we may walk in the ways of faith and hope and love, and to always care for one another as we walk on the road of life together. We ask this of you, loving God, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today to help honor, pay tribute to our heroes, and to support the Kroom and McCarthy family. Right? It's been 15 years, believe it or not. It's been 15 years. Right? So, over the last week or so, I've been doing a little reading, and I ran across one quote from somebody in the fire service, and it goes like, you know, you can plan every minute in a fire, and a minute before, everything changes. And that kind of defines what we do for a living, right? It's a dangerous job. It's defined by uncertainty, unpredictability, and that's just part of the nature of the job. And one thing in common, though, is there's one constant that every firefighter has, all the qualities, characteristics every firefighter has, and Jonathan and Chip definitely had those qualities in spades, right? Commitment, courage, selfless service, you know, they all brought that to the job. And everyone else out here that puts that uniform on and puts one foot in front of the other and does that job every day does the same thing. But also, we have to remember that the family goes with us. The family walks with us, right, on every call that we go to, right? And that's why we're here, to support the Kroom and the McCarthy family. So thank you so much for being here today.
The first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to thank you. I know that the commissioner just mentioned, you know, thank you for being here. But I really want you to know that it's probably one of the greatest things that you can do for us as a family is to be here and to help us remember my son and Chip McCarthy, who both perished right here at this site. Another thing that was mentioned was legacy. And looking back at legacy, it means, what am I leaving behind? What is somebody going to remember about me after I die? And in thinking about my son, I got a chance to read his legacy book. It was this thing on Amazon that if anybody has anything, you know, has ever looked at a funeral director's, you know, itinerary or toolbox, they have like this legacy thing online. They have a computer thing where people can kind of write in and say things and give, you know, condolences and so forth. So I got a chance to look back at 2009 and actually read the 329 entries that were in there, because obviously at the time I couldn't. But one of the resounding messages that I found was that the people that had known my son, those of you that got to meet him, those of you that worked with him, his friends, his family, they were definitely touched. Their lives were touched by someone who brought great joy, had a great sense of humor, was living a full life. Okay, at 34 years old, he was living a full life. So when you think about that, and sometimes you don't, I see so many young faces over here. And, you know, I worry about you guys. I've kind of like become the fire department mom, so to speak, you know. And the thing about it is, you don't think about going to work one day and not coming home. You guys are planning to go home. You guys have things to do. You've got kids. You've got wives, girlfriends, moms, dads, whoever it is. You know, they're waiting for you. And you've got a list of things to do. I will tell you that on my son's table that morning when I went to his apartment, he had a whole list. You know, he was getting ready to buy a house. He had a baby on the way. He had a whole life that he was living. So being here and memorializing, part of that is kind of preventive medicine too. You know, when you think about it, it's preventive medicine to not want to be, you know, not to have a family member of yours have to go through that, you know? I mean, it sounds like common sense, but, and sometimes we forget about it, but I want you guys to remember. I want you to remember that that's what I wish for you, is that you get to go home. You get to go home as long as you do everything. Sometimes you do everything right and things still happen, right? What do they say? Shit happens. Edit that. But, you know, as the commissioner said, you know, just kind of basics 101, stick to what you have to do. But also I encourage people and I encourage you guys as firefighters to look up this scene, look up this fire and learn from it, okay? Because everything that happens, you know, you have to learn from it. I want to thank my family who are so, so loyal. My Tammy, who came in from North Carolina just to be here, you know, it's a struggle. I know they're making it big that it's 15 years, but guess what, guys? Year one, year two, year three, year four, every single year sucks. Every single year sucks, just so that, you know, I get that message out. But I have a quote. Anybody know Maya Angelou? Yes? Wake up. You guys have to know Maya Angelou. One of the things that she said, and she was very, very, very famous author and writer, and she did all kinds of stuff, but she said that people will forget what you did, they will forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Think about that, okay? And that's in honor of my son, because anybody that his life touched made him feel good, and I'm very proud of that. So thank you again for being here. Another thing is, as long as you guys are coming here, I'm gonna be here, okay? And if I'm not here, somebody better say a prayer, because something's up. okay? But thank you very much, and I hope to see you guys a little bit later. Thank you.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.